Zechariah Perek Vav, Pasuk Ches, the Nevuah of the Four Chariots is just about finished. By Azeko Si, Vayedaber Elai Lemor, and he cried out to me. Vayazek also can mean he woke me up. So the Malach, after explaining what the four kingdoms are and how they're going to have dominion over the earth, he summoned me. Vayazek is the word when you muster soldiers for the army. And he spoke to me, saying, Re'e hotzi hayotzim el eretz tzafon. Look, those who are the ones who are going out to the north, those are the chariots with the black horses, Persia and Media, heading northward to conquer and destroy Bavel. Heinichu esruchi be'eretz tzafon. They have eased my spirit in the north because of the terrible things that Bavel did during the Churban that are so well documented in Eicha, in Yirmiyah. So the terrible deeds of the Babylonians and the evils they wrought upon Klal Yisrael and the Babylonian hordes that exceeded how severe and awful they were, massacring hundreds and thousands of Jewish babies on tree branches, much the way one would imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at Germany after World War II and how far they had gone. Keep an eye on the Persians and the Medes and what they're doing for the sake, in a manner of speaking, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by carrying out his will against Bavel, which is why the red horses didn't get mentioned. But now, another set of Nevuos, Rabbi Chaim Angel calls it kind of a more conventional set of prophecies. Now it's not specific visions in terms of world building, different colors of horses, different colors of horsemen, horns, not the great symbols, but still important symbols, symbolism of crowns. By Hidvar Hashem Elai Lemor, and the word of God came to me saying, Pasuk Tes, so it's not a Malach anymore, now it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking directly through the Navi. And that's one reason perhaps to call it more conventional Nevuah. Yud L'koach Me Eis HaGolah. Take from the exiles. Take from those who have been exiled from Eretz Yisrael in the Babylonian exile. Mecheldai. So this is now from people's names. From Cheldai, Umeis Tovia, and from Tovia, Umeis Yedaya, and from Yedaya. Uvasa, Ata Bayomahu, you yourself come on that day. Uvasa, Beis Yoshia ben Tzefanya, Asher Ba'umi Bavel. Come to the house of Yoshia, the son of Tzefanya, who have come from Bavel. So all of these men that we are quoting, Cheldai, Tovia, Yedaya, Yoshia ben Tzefanya, these are exiles to Babylon who then came back to Eretz Yisrael to help rebuild. So you can find them there in Yoshio's house, and you'll find that they brought from the exile with them silver and gold, specifically for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Take silver and gold, which you're going to get from them, and fashion crowns. And place, now the question is, does this place them or place one of them on the head of Yehoshua ben Yehotzadok, the Kohen Gadol, who is taking charge of the rebuilding? So Yoshia himself, whose house that they're gathering in, may have been one of the immigrants who came back from Bavel, or he may have been a resident of Yerushalayim, but the newcomers are coming to his home. The Omar Ta'i love Lemor. And you'll speak to him, saying, presumably you'll speak to Yehoshua ben Yehotzadok, the Kohen Gadol. So now we have the last prophecy of the Perek, foretelling the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the restoration of the authority of monarchy in Eretz Yisrael. The question is this the Second Temple era, when it's more governorship under foreign rule, or is this eventually the Zman HaMashiach, when Klal Yisrael is going to be completely independent and a force of statehood on its own? We, of course, have a Jewish state now, but it is not the state of the Mashiach that we have dreamed of, not by far. I saw a kind of really disturbing Twitter post by an Israeli female news reporter named Daphna. Inbar is her full first name. And she was assaulted, in a manner of speaking, by a crowd of young Haredi boys and teenagers outside B'nai Brak or outside one of the Frum neighborhoods. I think it was B'nai Brak. Throwing water bottles and stuff, not assaulted in any kind of physically direct way, for reporting in her immodest ways about how the draft didn't include them. And apparently, now that I've read her Twitter, she has a lot of hostility towards Haredim for their lack of military service. And two boys came collecting for Hachnasas Chassan Bekala. Turns out one of them was the 13-year-old brother of the Chassan. And they were out trying to collect money, and rather than to give them money, which of course is her prerogative not to, she and her partner, her boyfriend, the guy she's living with, who's another Israeli chayal on reserve, instead made a video of how they taunted these Hasidish Haredi kids and humiliated them, and then kicked them out of the door of the apartment. And it's been a huge backlash against her, because people have said, you know, why would you treat two kids like that? And then she misrepresented that they were 18-year-old men, and they were insulting, and they were offensive. We've got a lot of division. And the modern state of Israel media is different from the idea of a true Melech HaMashiach Zman, when everybody is going to keep everything the proper way. And I'm only bringing this up, I guess, because it's on my mind. It's sort of dwelling upon me, the sinas chinam within us that is very easy to fall into, just as in America with the political differences between people. It's rough stuff. And so here we are at a point where perhaps this is going to be describing the Zman HaMashiach with the Achdus that I can only imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to bring to us, because I'm not sure we can do it ourselves. Much as hope, many of us hope for it and would like to see it come. So, there is a story that really has no place here, but I'm not going to erase it because I think it's a very interesting take on where we are. We'll start over from Pasuk Yud Beis next time. We're going to make a crown. We're going to put it on the head of Yehoshua ben Yehotzadak, and the other crown has a plan too.